The Super Bowl game goes back, of course, to those first two Green Bay Packer victories in 1967 and 68. But at the time, the pro football title matchup was known as the AFL-NFL Championship. KC Chiefs owner Lamar Hunt came up with the name Super Bowl, and the one-time novelty became, of course, a global phenomenon. Hello, everybody. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show you help sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can check us out at the all-new look, WWIB.com, for any information you need to help support the show with a tax-deductible donation. Right there, quickly, safely, and securely. Miami Dolphin safety Glenn Blackwood started in a couple of Super Bowls, number 17 and number 19, in 1983 and 85. Glenn is 63 and still lives in South Florida after 10 years with the Miami Dolphins, and he's back with me today on Sports and Commentary. All right, both those Super Bowls played out in California, the first one against Joe Gibbs and the Washington Redskins, and the second against another Joe Montana and the 49ers. What are your recollections about those two big games?
Well, it was, you know, it's the ultimate thing. It's, you know, that's the goal that you want as an NFL player is, you know, you want to do well personally. You want to, you know, be good at your position. You want to make All-Pro, all those things. But at the end of the day, everybody wants to get into the big show at the end of the season and win the game. And fortunately, we were able to get into the game, but we didn't win either one of them. And it's an immensely heady time because you've got people asking you, you know, everything from your, you know, what kind of undershirt you wear to, you know, how many kids you have to, you know, what's your philosophy in life. I mean, it goes all over the board, and you're doing interview after interview after interview. I remember getting up, and because we were in California, getting up at 4 in the morning and doing Good Morning America because they, you know, came on at 7 and the East Coast time. And so, you know, you're just, to me, to be honest with you, I didn't like, I love the game, I love the event, I didn't like what it did to my preparation because it took me out of my rhythm, and that was unfortunate. I didn't like that a whole lot. And the strike year was really hectic because we beat the Jets on Sunday, and on Monday we're flying out to California, out to Pasadena. And we're playing, you know, 6 days later. So you didn't have that extra week in between, and that was really jammed. And so anyway, that it, you know, it's a heady time. It's a fun time. It's what you look to do, but it's also for the guys who are kind of the purest of that. They really study the game. They want to do the film study and everything. It's really quite difficult.
Yeah, strike year was Super Bowl 17 when you played the Skins, a shortened season. Everything compacted there for you. You started both Super Bowls alongside your brother Lyle. You were a strong safety. He was free safety. What did it mean to you, Glenn, to be able to start those Super Bowls with your bro?
Well, it was cool. I think it was really neat for Mom and Dad. That's one of my favorite memories of all time is, you know, in the first Super Bowl against the Redskins in Pasadena, you're in the Rose Bowl, which is one of the most majestic settings I've ever seen for a football stadium. And to play a game there was what a thrill. And then, you know, they introduced our defense. So back then they'd introduce the teams and you'd run out, you know, the players would run out. And they introduced our defense and Washington's offense. And so Lyle and I were the last two to get introduced. We were strong safety and free safety. And And it was really cool to run out, you know, back-to-back, get your name announced as the starting safeties in the Super Bowl for the Miami Dolphins, and then look up in the stands and see Mom and Dad there. It was pretty special. It was a neat thing. And, you know, Lyle's 6 years older than I am, and so he was really kind of, you know, the likelihood we would ever play, and plus he was playing with the Baltimore Colts when I came into the league, which was in our division. So the likelihood we'd ever have a chance of playing with each other was remote. And you know, we had a defensive back get hurt in a game, and Lyle had gotten released by the New York Giants, and I told Coach Arnsparger, our defense coordinator, I said, well, I know where a veteran safety is if y'all need to get somebody to fill in for a bit of time. And next thing I knew, my brother was, you know, walking into the locker room. And that was kind of a neat thing. I didn't even know he was coming. They didn't tell me. And so they surprised me. And it was a neat time. A couple of weeks later, he had a big game against Buffalo, and they decided they wanted to start him. And he and I played, you know, side by side for 5 years.
That's cool. Glenn Blackwood, who played in 6 AFC title games and a couple of Super Bowls for the Miami Dolphins, with me on Sports and Commentary. So much more, Glenn, to talk about. I'd like to have you break down those Super Bowl games and the origins of the nickname you and Lyle got, the Bruise Brothers. So let's pick that up next time here with you on Sports and Commentary. Glenn Blackwood on the show today. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.